It's important for businesses to keep abreast of trends taking place, particularly in their area of business, so that they're not left behind. And this much is true in the area of technology. But in an age where we're all talking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, the fourth industrial revolution, it's easy to get lost in the digi-lingo hype. You need to be on top of what's relevant to what's happening in your world. Well, this is the advice of a leading South African tech entrepreneur. To share his insights with us, I'm joined in studio by Mushambi Mutama. He's the founder of Alivex. Thanks very much for joining us, Mushambi.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. So as an entrepreneur in the 21st century, what are the elements you need to be focused on to succeed in the enterprise that you pursue?
Yeah, so I think a lot of times when we think about business, there's so much information. If you Google, you know, how to run a successful business or brand or grow, there's just too much information. It's kind of overwhelming. So what I try to do when I speak to entrepreneurs and fellow business owners is get them to kind of listen to the insights and the trends and predict the future a little bit. So by hearing kind of the footsteps of what's happening and not trying to stay abreast of every single thing that's coming, but listening to kind of see, okay, this might what might be happening a few years from now.
Makes sense. So do you think the current buzzword environment that we live in sometimes puts off budding entrepreneurs and even those who are already in business who feel like they could be left behind because they might not have a first clue about what big data is all about or artificial intelligence and so on?
Yeah, no, it definitely. I have a big problem with the buzzwords because they're very intimidating. I'm in tech every single day. That's what I do. And I don't have a full grasp of artificial intelligence or big data or the fourth industrial revolution. Much less to explain it or to understand how to implement it in my business.
Wow.
So I tell guys that it's not to get intimidated by all of them. Try to simplify them and think about the bigger picture and what innovation actually means. Innovation is just about solving problems. Mm. It's not about what the new app or latest technology that came out of Silicon Valley or Tel Aviv. It's literally a contextualized problem solve. That's it. So we just have to simplify the buzzwords and our notion of what innovation and technology is.
So when it comes to being technologically relevant in terms of the goods and services you provide as a business, presumably that comes from doing research, reading literature, watching videos that speak to how you can enhance your business or what you should be doing at the very least. And I suppose a lot of this information you can draw for free.
Yeah, it's all available online. That's the amazing part about the times that we live in right now is that more than any, the access to information and quality information is available. There's so many online schools and universities. There's YouTube, there's Google. So really people don't have an excuse. And I think it's just about being overwhelmed by all of it. So we try to say, take that in bite-sized chunks. You know, you can't eat an elephant one bite at a time. Mm. I mean, you have to eat it one bite at a time and not all at once. And it's the same with information.
But what's the how? How do you do that? Because like you say, it's overwhelming. Yeah. You know, you can just put something in Google search and then you've got a list of so many things. How must you focus your mind in such a way that you get the information relevant to you?
Definitely. So what I try to focus on is people's customers. Who are your consumers? What's their behavior? That's one of the easier things to watch is that what are they doing? How are they consuming information online? How are they consuming data? How do they like to be served and serviced as clients? If you can focus on them, then everything else is kind of an add-on because those are the most important people for any business is your consumers, is your customers.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've written a book called Tech Adjacent. This is your contribution in helping businesses to navigate the current era that we live in.
Yes.
What are the basic principles you're speaking to when it comes to tech and its intersection with business?
Yeah, so what we've talked about is the book's still in progress, coming out in July.
All right.
But what we talked about is simplifying the nature of technology and innovation, simplifying what it kind of means to be an innovative enterprise, and also contextualizing it to local businesses. A lot of times when we think about innovation and disruption, we go elsewhere. We go to the West. But there's a lot of amazing case studies here on the continent for amazing technology. And that's one of the things that I've tried to do in the book is to keep it African, speaking about this subject matter. So it's been difficult, but I'm excited about it because I think when we think about, all of the buzzwords, if we contextualize them and make them local and see reachable examples, then it makes it a lot easier to say, okay, that's doable. That's achievable.
Yeah.
If guys just down the block are doing it too, then I can do so.
Excellent. This speaks nicely to what you've just mentioned now. It's often said that digital technology is helping the African continent to leapfrog in terms of development, given its infrastructural challenges.
Yeah.
That's been seen in areas like mobile payments and general mobile banking.
Yeah.
What other trends are you seeing on the continent, particularly in places like Kenya, which is often cited for its innovation?
Yeah, so mobile banking is kind of number one in terms of the continent. I mean, that's where we're really excelling. But we're starting to push in robotics. We're starting to push in our use of big data because there's just so much information. I think as more and more things become available, like the price of data continues to fall, we've got more access to information. So companies, they're pushing a lot further than we kind of think. Our financial institutions are by far kind of world leading. But I think after that, it's followed by our telcos that are really pushing the bounds there, you know, with our digital banks and so forth. So I think there's a couple different opportunities that are quite exciting.
And just in terms of literally defining terms, I mean,
yeah,
for somebody out there who's thinking, eish, this big data thing, what's it all about? I mean, basically, can a small business deal with big data? I mean, what is it all about? Who can use it?
Definitely anyone. They can and they should. Every business should be a data business. There's 3.2 quintillion bytes of data released every 24 hours, right? Just about us, where we're moving, coming here, using the GPS, going home, streaming, you know, using social media. There's so many data points. So I think for me is understanding that big data is basically being able to take all the information that exists about consumers, about their behavior, and using that to inform business decisions, right? So if you can say for your listeners, you know, how many of them are listening on a mobile device right now versus on the radio, or versus, you know, how many tuned in on social media and so forth, and then using that information to then create new content for them to speak to them. That's literally the essence of it, is taking all that insights and customizing more content and opportunities for those same people with information.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So one of the things you state is that it's not all of us that will be entrepreneurs, but it helps to have some sort of entrepreneurial mindset, especially in this age where advancements are happening all the time.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about the way the South African government is beginning to approach education with things like tablets in schools, coding and all of that over the next 5 years? Is it on the right track, or are we missing the point? Because there is an argument out there, of course, that the basics also have to be dealt with, and that's
for
just
sure.
Basic reading, comprehension, and writing. What are your views?
Flushable toilets, you know. it's both sides. I think we can't get left behind and not innovate and not, you know, seek to push the bounds just because we have, you know, smaller problems or you know, more important problems to fix. I think we have to answer both sides of the spectrum. So it's about, you know, looking at our context and trying to take care of the things at home, but then also trying to stay relevant and competitive on a global stage, because we can't afford to get left behind. So I'm for kind of solving the both ends of the spectrum, but I'm super excited that that coding, the tablets, you know, learning Swahili is now going to be part of our curriculum, because those keep us competitive on the global stage. And yeah, it's an exciting time for me.
That was Mushambi Mutama. He's the founder of Alivex.